Hello?
Hi, my name is Wilbert. I'm actually conducting a survey for opinion research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
It depends on how long it takes.
It should take at least like 5 quick minutes.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. So are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding storms, and wildfires are more severe in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not too concerned at all?
Not too concerned.
Thank you very much. Going to the next one. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion. Would you say that you disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Or would you agree or strongly disagree? Some would agree or some would disagree or strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I don't think climate change, no.
So strongly disagree or some would disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of those costs. Would you support or oppose the bill? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard? Strongly support,
yes.
Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, okay. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would strongly support or propose the oppose, okay? The first is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this? You could strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you very much. The next would be expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would somewhat oppose.
Thank you very much. The next is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this? You could choose from strongly or somewhat, either or.
I wouldn't oppose it.
So you would support it?
I would support it.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat
support, right? And improving electrical grid reliability, would you support or oppose this? Remember, you could always choose from strongly to somewhat, okay?
I would I would support a grid, you know.
Okay, strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Improving electrical grid. Okay, so you said installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
I would I think I would support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. And protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Say that again, sea level rising?
Sir, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
I think I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Last is increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
I would support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. We're going to the next section now. We're already at 56%. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid, reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I'm not convinced.
Not at all convincing. Okay, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
The next is big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis since the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you very much. We're almost done here. We're at 60%. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric or and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I would not think as much of that lawmaker in the future.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that so you can answer this. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact on my opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would have a negative opinion of that lawmaker.
No impact, right?
Now, what was the negative one?
Diminish opinion or enhance opinion or no impact?
Diminished opinion.
Thank you very much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I would say diminish my opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructures more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you very much. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for? President If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat Donald Trump, the Republican and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent?
Trump.
Thank you very much. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or plus?
65 or plus.
Thank you very much. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. And what is your race?
What is my what?
Race?
Race?
Yes, sir.
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Be blessed. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.